Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Stage 3 recap of 2021 Cape Epic. Today's stage was a very tricky one, had the hardest climb of Cape Epic. At least that's what the organizers are saying. We'll see. There's a lot of racing left, just the same. But the stats on today's stage, 55 miles or 88 kilometers, 6,890 feet of climbing or 2,100 meters of climbing. That gives us 126 feet climb per mile or 24 meters climb per kilometer. So that's the most climbing we've had yet, but not as much as stage 5, which still looms large. The conditions are very dry. It was extremely hot today, 100 degrees or roughly, I think, 38 degrees Celsius. And that definitely took a toll. The dirt is really dry, crumbly, kind of loose and really slippery in a lot of sections. But the descents were more flowy than previous days. So that was a bit of a break. We did have the Asahaibos downhill, which was very rooty and technical. So that was something unique. A lot of organic soil, very different from anything we've ridden. And then the Fontes Pass climb was the extremely hard climb. So let's get into it and hear from the teams.
Yeah, so we finished stage 3 today. I think stage 2 yesterday, was it yesterday? Stage 2 yesterday was the queen stage. And I was kind of anticipating that today is going to be the queen stage. Looking at the elevation graph, it looked tougher than yesterday. So in my mind, we went in, or at least I went in, a bit scared for today. And to be honest, it paid off in the end because it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, which is a good thing. How did it go? Not too bad. We both finished, so we've got another stage tomorrow, stage 4.
But both tested negative as well. Okay. So that's another good thing.
Mid-race COVID test, both negative, but vibes are positive, so that's good.
From my side, profile today. It was kind of a fast-ish start, a couple of climbs, a couple of little squeeze points, but like kind of an easygoing start for the first 20-odd Ks. So looking back at it now, might have been a bit stupid, might have helped, I don't know. Maybe burned one or two matches to try and stay with the front group and also put Robert under pressure because he, it was obviously still a false start and not very climby, so it doesn't suit him at all. we then kind of tapped off as we hit the first
climb.
Yeah, the first real climb for the day. I took some shots the next 2 hours on off. The next two kind of big climbs, all single track. I wasn't like useless, but I could feel like each today is going to be hard and long. After that, I think it just kind of took, it was just a bit of a low. And then as we started the long final climb for the day, I actually started feeling quite all right. And we kind of also misjudged that we had actually done most of the climb by the time we thought the climb started. So that was actually good because we kind of paced for this 40-minute long climb and we got to the top. We're like, hey, that was not that bad. It was still hard and steep, but it was nice to kind of get a surprise like that and not get to the top and or think you get to the top and have like another extra minute or two to go. Oh, not a minute or two. Another 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it's like Rousseau said, the pacing today was not great. We had a bit of miscommunication and he went and blew a few matches and I was barely on the group. And then when we recouped, he struggled a bit and I was fine. And then near the end, he came around and my back was hurting quite a bit. But we held it together and we got across the line. But yeah, like you said, the one takeaway that was really awesome was, I think, overthinking the stage was going to be super tough. I mean, it was tough. The one thing I really enjoyed is there were far less rocks than yesterday. Yeah. But Cape Epic always manages somehow to put in plenty of water crossings. We crested the climb thinking, okay, we've still got another 15 minutes of climbing left, only to sort of like be pretty stoked to crest it and go, oh, it's downhill from here. Which was really awesome because I think I was a little bit buzzed because I had a caffeine gel sort of planning for another 40 minutes of racing and there was only 20 minutes left. So that was super cool. The cool thing is we still got a lot of stages left. Four stages left still. We're not even halfway. Four stages left to dial in our tactics. It does change per stage. I mean, I was saying like we need to change our tactics to conserve energy for the rest of the stage and plan and sort of ride a consistent race. But then I looked at tomorrow's stage and it's going to suit Rousseau a lot better. It's less climbing, more undulating. So I guess maybe tomorrow's just a day for me to sit on the back and hang in. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I think like it's taken me like 2.5 stages, but I feel the way I felt today, the second half today, I was able to finish strong. I was like, just got that good feeling that I haven't had for like the last week and a half with my stomach thing. So I'm really hoping this is a turnaround point and that I can start off feeling like that tomorrow. And then also really mentally, it just helps to have finished strong today. Beat all the guys who went to the line with. I think we finished 20th on today's stage and also moved up on GC. So as long as it can keep on going in that direction, I think, we can just stay out of trouble. I think we're going to be in for a good one. And I think, the best is still to come. Yeah, no, but for now, we're happy, I think, and it's moving in the right direction. So, yeah, we'll just take it day by day and move forward from there. But, four to go.
Yeah, but hopefully you'll hear from us tomorrow and you'll still be alive and breathing and maybe looking better.
Cool.
Hi, I am back. I have finished yet another stage of Cape Epic and I am very excited. Today was stage 3, as you guys know. It had a little bit more climbing, it was a little bit shorter in distance, and we had the hardest climb of the whole stage race. So we got the queen stage done, we have the hardest section, so now it's hopefully some smooth sailing. We just have one 10,000 feet climbing day, so everything is good so far. I started in the J Corral again with all my buddies. It was really fun. I kind of worked through the pack again. There was a lot of single tracks, so I always had to be very aware and let people know that I was behind them, that I was a solo rider, and whenever they were, comfortable with me passing, allow for that. There was one instance with one guy where he was comfortable with me passing, but then the trail kind of got really narrow and our bars kind of hit and he freaked out. And the next thing I know, I'm like in the bushes and he's like kind of on top of me and he felt so bad. And I was like, man, like, don't worry. Like, you're racing. Like, I'm just the one that's trying to go through the pack. And then I did have another instance with a guy that we were working through a lot of people. And then once, it was just him and we couldn't see anybody ahead, he did not want to really let me through. So I just had to remind him to, to kind of give me the same courtesy that everybody else was kind of giving him. And then he just let me through and then he saw my speed and he gave me some good cheers. So that was pretty fun. The only sad thing, and it's kind of, it's not sad, but it's more of a tip that I want to give when it comes to stage racing, especially, actually stage racing with a partner, is that when you take on this challenge, you have to realize that it's not about you, that you're only as strong as the slowest rider that day, and the whole goal is for you two to get together through this experience. Starting at the back, I do pass a lot of groups where I see a really big discrepancy between the two riders, and one is really fast and the other one is maybe, not having his best day that day. And a lot of the times the faster rider will accelerate and come with me and then tell me like, oh, I wish you were my partner. My partner sucks. So they're kind of slow and, kind of talk bad on their partner that they have signed up to do this race. And I know from my experience when I did Epic Israel with Rose Grant, the days that I was suffering, I felt so bad because I knew that I was slowing her down and what she was capable of. And had she ever told anybody else, I wish I had a different partner, it would have totally crushed me and not allowed me to continue. So one of my really big tips when it comes to partner racing, stage racing, is that you really need to be supportive of each other and you need to have conversations on how you're going to work together and how you're going to tackle it. Because, to be honest, like, I wish Nate was here and that we could be taking this challenge together, because it's a lot easier when you have a buddy out there with you. I don't get to talk to anybody for more than maybe 10 seconds. I don't ride with anybody. And I'm literally just telling everybody like, hey, how's it going? Hope your day's okay. Like, whenever it's open, I would love to get by, but no rush. So my experience is not the same as everybody else. So I guess my tip, what I'm really learning with stage racing, with partner stage racing, is that you have to be grateful and you have to be kind to your partner. And in the really good news, and it's why I'm really excited, is I went to talk to Jennifer from Cape Epic. She's one of the race officials. And I kind of asked her if I really needed to start in J Corral, because this morning I knew that there was a guy that was solo that was starting in the corral up. And I didn't understand why he got to be one corral up than I did. And she said that apparently after my fast first day, I was put in corral J, but internally they actually had me in a way higher corral, but they never notified me and I never checked in. So this evening, as soon as the start list is posted, if I am still in corral J, I need to send her a message and she will let me know in which corral I should actually start, which I'm excited about. I really enjoyed my extra hour of sleep, but I think I actually will get to race now and hopefully have a little bit more competitive times. Looking at my time today versus Jonathan and Brandon's, I think I was like less than 20 minutes slower, which I was pretty impressed with the amount of single track. So that's my recap. And I also posted a pretty long little video because I brought my phone along with me today and kind of shared a little bit of insights of the race. So I hope you guys get to watch that as well. Thank you.
Stage three was I don't want to call it my low point yet, because you don't know if you've hit rock bottom until you've bounced off rock bottom. And I have not bounced off yet. I'm still pretty low and I don't know if it's rock bottom yet. Tomorrow might be worse, but I was really flat today. We started hard again. And whereas on the other 2 days I've kind of rebounded, I didn't rebound today. It was just like, felt like I was pinned and somebody was just like lifting my tire up and it was just spinning in the air almost. Actually, that's a total lie. I felt like somebody was holding me backward the whole time on the climbs. It's really tough.
It's like you had someone grabbing onto your pocket the whole time.
Yeah. That's what I felt like. Yeah. So that was really hard. But it's also like, for me, kind of confidence inspiring, because I feel like I couldn't really go any slower than I did today. And hey, we made it through. Yeah, bring on the rest of the race. Like at this point, if I'm flat, I'm flat. That's okay. But we can make do with it. Really quickly, I'll just go over the overall, like, and where we're at. This is a request from podcast listeners. Sorry for not including this earlier. But we moved from 44th to 42nd overall and 37th to 32nd open men. So that means we moved up. So I think that I was not the only one that probably felt flat. And a lot of people, I think there were a handful, maybe all of those positions were just due to the UCI pros, some of them abandoning because of the heat or mechanicals today, because it was really, really hot, like you heard in the intro, 100 degrees. So yeah, hard start. And then that's kind of like my story. I just kind of suffered through the day and Brandon was patient.
So on top of that, John was having a bit of a rough day, and we also had to tackle the hardest climb of the entire race. They basically said it was something like, they had billed it as 4.7 kilometers at an average of 11 to 12%. But for those math nerds out there, that probably didn't.
It didn't work out to get 900 meters.
Yeah. It didn't really work out. Once we got to the climb, it was more like sustained 15% with kicks. Several sustained kicks up above 20%. I was personally loving that.
Yeah. I saw Brandon going up the hill and I'm like, he's just a pig in mud. Look at him. He's having so much fun.
so that was a lot of fun.
Most people were walking it too around us.
Yeah.
And we're in the, you know, around the 30s in the overall here, and those people were walking it. So that kind of illustrates how steep it was. Brandon didn't walk it. I got off my bike for one moment and I was like, I need to walk. And I was like, no, you don't, get back on your bike. And I got back on my bike. But like, it was really steep. It made like, it's steeper than Pipeline, I would say.
Whoa.
You think so?
Whoa.
And Pipeline had some steep kicks. But yeah. But yeah, I would say it's steeper than that.
Yeah.
Brandon was happy with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then your descending was insanely good again today. Even better. Like, it's just every day on the high speed stuff too. So like,
I think it's just fatigue and not caring slightly less
as we
go along.
I feel like, so the pace that I'm trying to hold is the pace where it's like, you aren't going to make mistakes. and like silly mistakes, like just take a bad line or get off line and hit a rock and get a flat, or, you know, just get out of control and crash, because that's the sort of stuff that then like ruins the whole race. So I'm taking that pace, but that's not by any means like a slow pace. It's still, we almost move forward past people on every descent. Like that's usually how it goes, but Brandon's pace is right there now. So it's a really cool, like we've balanced out there. Now, if I could just climb like you, then we'd be really balanced. So
you got a few days to get there.
Yeah. So how's our nutrition been? Good, you think?
I think nutrition's been good. I've been cutting it close every stage, down to my last gel, last bottle, all that good stuff. But I'll just say that's perfect planning. So
yeah, you're doing it right.
So that's been going pretty well.
Yeah, I think we're good there. Equipment's good. We're all set. Looking forward to tomorrow. Shorter stage, faster stage. Be excited.